Welcome to Paint Radio. We're here with Benjamin Moore, and we're talking about how partnering with a brand can help accelerate your business. Our guests today are Justin DeBow, Benjamin Moore, Senior Manager of Contractor Marketing, and Brian Scott, owner of the Exterior Painters in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Brian, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Justin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
So just to get started, Brian, why don't you talk a little bit about how you got into the painting industry?
So I started in the painting business early on as a kid. My parents would own painting businesses, but they always went to them when other businesses didn't work. So in 2003, I had no money and needed a job. So I went in the painting business and started painting apartments. So I would mail out advertisements to all the apartment complexes saying, "Are you tired of overspray? We'll paint your first apartment for free." And that was my introduction, is doing apartment turns.
What were some of the first challenges that you encountered as a person new to this business?
I started with nothing. So I had every challenge imaginable. But the first was cash flowing jobs and making sure I could pay for my supplies, pay for my labor, and managing, you know, wearing all the hats from doing the work to answering the phones to doing the bookkeeping and billing. But then I learned that, you know, you can be a painter, you can be a business owner. And that's when I started switching to more being a business owner instead of a painter.
And at some point in there, you made the decision to focus on exteriors.
Yeah. So what happened was we were painting a lot of apartment complexes. We paint about 10 units a day. I was running two crews, and one of the apartment owners came to me and couldn't get anyone to paint the outside of a building. It was like 10 buildings and they needed to be done because they had a refinance coming up. I said, "I can do them." And we painted them, and we made a lot more money than we did doing the apartment turns. So we started doing exterior painting. And then after about 2 years after that, we switched only over to doing all exterior painting.
I think that's smart. I mean, it's a very competitive market and branding is extremely important. How did you position yourself in the market?
So what's unique, you know, I'm from Detroit, so we're kind of like that Henry Ford, you can have in any color as long as it's black type mentality. So, you know, I looked around at like restaurants and things like, you can't go to McDonald's and get a pizza, and you can't go to Taco Bell and, you know, get a hamburger. So I'm like, I want to focus on one thing and get known for it. And I realized that painters hate to do carpentry and carpenters hate to paint. So we kind of merged the two. And that's how we stand out in the marketplace, is because most customers can never find a carpenter or find a painter. And then trying to find those two trades and schedule them is almost impossible. So that's kind of what makes us really unique, because we specialize in both of those things.
How did Benjamin Moore come into the picture?
So I started off with other manufacturers of paint, and the first retailer I was buying paint from, they were taking real good care of me, but then they got a contract with one of the big box stores and they started selling the paint in the big box store for cheaper than I was buying it. And the brand lost its luster, and we kind of pushed it as a premium brand. So then we switched over to another one of the other big paint manufacturers, and we thought, "Oh, this paint's going to be great." And we were just having problem after problem. Our warranty work went way up. We were using 15 gallons on a house before, and now the house, our average house, was taking an extra 5 gallons. We were burning up spray tips, this and that. So one of my friends that ended up going to work for Benjamin Moore became a sales rep. Benjamin Moore said, "Heard I was having these problems." Like, "Brian, sit down with us. Try Benjamin Moore." And I always made the assumption that a lot of contractors make is, "Oh, Benjamin Moore is expensive. Oh, it might be overpriced. I can't buy that. That's for, you know, real high-end residential. I'm a big production painter. You can't do anything for me." He's like, "Oh, let's see what we can do." So they set me up by national accounts and, you know, started getting me the paint. And then it was like, holy cow, you know, there's really better ingredients, you know, better paint. Like, you know, it's like a chef, you know, you're only as good as what products you source. And we realized real quick we were using 12 gallons of paint instead of the 15 we used before, then 20 gallons from the other manufacturer, and then we weren't burning spray tips. We're like, that's when we really started believing in it. And then over the years, it's just proved more and more beneficial. Our warranty calls are down 25%, and we do twice the production we used to do back before COVID, and we have less warranties now. So we really realized the benefit, so many benefits to switching over to Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, and I would just jump in to add one of the big conversations that I like to have with contractors is to talk about, you know, when you're looking at the cost of running a job, 80% or so of your cost is really in the labor, right? And about 20% goes into the product. So when a contractor comes to us, and like Brian mentioned, price is not unimportant of the product, but there are so many other factors for you to take into account as a business owner, right? You know, what is the quality of that job going to be? Are you going to have a satisfied customer at the end of the job, or are you going to have a quality call back, you know, a week, a month, a year from now? Those are all hidden costs that could have an impact to the bottom line as a business owner.
Brian, how were you able to take this and turn it into a competitive advantage, you to use that brand to get in front of customers?
Well, yeah, it's like, I guess, a great analogy. I like to use analogies, so excuse me. But if you like go to a high-end hotel, like say you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton or something, you know, if you saw Dunkin' Donuts coffee, you know what I mean, at the Ritz-Carlton, you'd be like, hey, I'm paying $700 to stay in a room. Where's my Starbucks? I think that Benjamin Moore, when you go out and meet with somebody and you're like, we're using Benjamin Moore paint, now I'm not losing a job because I'm $500 more, $1,000 more. Like, it instantly gives me that name recognition and branding. And that helps. Like, it's really kind of funny that people get caught up on dollars per gallon. Like Justin was saying, like 10% of the job is paint. So say a house takes 15 gallons of paint. Even if you pay $10 more a gallon for Benjamin Moore, 15, when you spend $200 more, you're going to be able to charge $1,000 more to paint the house. You're going to do it faster because the paint product works better, and you're going to have less warranty issues, and the color's not going to fade out because, you know, they're patented, you know, color formulas with Gen X. So it's like, in the end, it's kind of silly because it becomes a real no-brainer.
I mean, yeah, you just articulated it perfectly. Justin, how do you work with other contractors to help them understand the way Brian is able to spread that message with the end customer?
Yeah, so I mean, Brian does a great job of explaining the value of Benjamin Moore products to his customers. And I think that's a really important distinction for every contractor, is to understand the value of the manufacturer you're working with and the quality of the products. And the value of Benjamin Moore goes a lot deeper, right, than a lot of contractors realize, because we do have a proprietary colorant system that's called Gen X, which does provide us with, you know, industry leading color lock technology. So our colors do not fade. If you're an exterior painter like Brian, that's a really important selling point for a lot of customers. And understanding that Benjamin Moore's products are formulated, you know, we manufacture our own resins to work specifically with our colorant system to provide that unique, you know, ability for a color to maintain its properties over time. And that's a huge selling point for a residential homeowner who does not want to have to repaint their house, you know, every few years. It's a big investment. And, you know, being a contractor like Brian is, that's able to articulate that, does give you the ability, I think, to navigate a conversation where your quote might be slightly higher, but you have a really good answer for why a customer should be able to pay for it. And we have a number of selling tools that help to highlight that. Brian's done a really great job of actually integrating some of our information into his really cool catalog here, which I don't know if you want to talk about, Brian, but he actually took a lot of the information from our selling tools and our website and put it right into his own brochure to help him in that selling process to articulate the value that he brings as a contractor using Benjamin Moore paints.
Yeah, that's awesome, Brian. So yeah, Brian, tell me a little bit of how you made that that booklet and how you were able to use the talking points from Benjamin Moore to help out.
Yeah, so, you know, I made the booklet because, you know, all the manufacturers have, you know, sales tools, but unfortunately sometimes the sales tools are geared towards us as the contractor, the benefits to us, instead of the benefits to the end consumer, like the homeowner. So I put all the Benjamin products in one so it didn't get confusing in a bunch of different sales sheets and made my own book. But I think as a painter, you really need to take pride in the manufacturer of the paint you sell, not just look at it like, oh, they make paint. It's all on me. I install it. I'm number one. Like if you owned like a car dealership, you're really going to push the brand of car you sell. So I think it's important as a painter to really lean into the manufacturer paint that you use and really believe in the products to help you stand out from other people. Actually, I hope too many people don't actually watch this podcast and find out the benefits of Benjamin Moore, because I don't really want to lose my competitive advantage, you know, because I'm afraid that some people might watch this and go, oh, shit, I never got it that way. And now they're going to like start buying a lot of Benjamin Moore paint. Now I'm not going to be special anymore.
You'll always be special to me, Brian. It's funny because you said you immediately noticed a difference in terms of product quality, and you listed off a couple ways in which that reflects on the customer. Maybe you could talk a little more about that switch and how kind of tangible the product quality is in terms of being kind of its own kind of salesperson.
Well, you know, it's real. I guess the best way to describe that is I have 13 paint crews, and every day, you know, we have jobs spec'd with other manufacturers of paint, so we have to use those products. And anytime one of my guys is going out and they see the other bucket of paint from somebody else, they kind of give that look of like, oh, today's going to be a rough day, right? And when they see, you know, the white bucket of paint, because all Benjamin Moore, you know, their paint's usually in white 5-gallon buckets, right? When they see, they're like relieved that, hey, I know my day's going to go easier, because, you know, there's a lot of muscle memory in paint. And Benjamin Moore does something really unique. Their paint, they don't change it when raw materials go up and down in price. Like, they don't mess with the ingredients of the paint. So maybe sometimes they're losing money because titanium oxide doubled in price. But you can tell when a paint changes as a painter, if something's changed in it. And you know, I have 13 crews that are going to be like, this is different. They never say it's the same stuff every day. But the biggest tangible thing also is we paint about 1,000 homes a year. And we used to paint 400 homes a year. And we were having, I don't know, 10, 15% warranty calls back when we were painting 400. Now that we're painting 1,000 homes, we jumped up because of the partnership with Benjamin Moore and people seeing the value. Our business doubled. But also, now we're only seeing a 2 or 3% warranty coming in. Like right now, here, we had a really hard winter in Michigan. We give a 3-year warranty, so we have 3,000 homes we painted. We've only had 22 people calling for warranty work, and most of them are because they nicked the side of their garage door with their tire, or a squirrel was chewing on their windowsill, or something like that. Really wasn't paint related, but our warranty work is down so much. And, you know, you don't make money when you have to go back and do something for free. So, you know, the extra $5 or $10 a gallon doesn't really mean anything in the end.
Just one quick thing I wanted to add to Brian's comment on the consistency, right? And I think a big part of that consistency is super critical. Again, for painters, a lot of painters have standard operating procedures, right? And you know roughly how long it's going to take for you to get a job done. And that consistency does have a direct impact on your ability to maintain, you know, your SOPs, and when you're, you know, estimating a job that is going to get done in the time frame that you guys estimate it to be done in. And that consistency has a tangible impact to a lot of painting contractors' bottom line. So the fact that Benjamin Moore does manufacture our own colorants, we manufacture our own resins, that gives us a very unique capability, unlike other paint manufacturers, to provide that level of consistency and quality to painting contractors to ensure that you're going to get on and off the job in the amount of time that you expect to.
Yeah. And, you know, with Brian, you're focusing on exteriors. And as you mentioned, this is in Michigan. I've been to Michigan quite a few times in the winter. It is some of the roughest winters you're going to get in this country. Tell me a little bit about, like, what makes Benjamin Moore able to hold up so well to those extreme elements?
You know, I don't know what's in the paint that makes it hold up. I think it's the titanium oxide, because a lot of manufacturers have been cutting that and getting rid of it because it's gone up in price after COVID. But and it's the Gen X color, but we're not having it fail on windowsills or horizontal surfaces. And then the other thing is we do a lot of, all we do is exterior, and a lot of people, we have a color consultant, we do a lot of color changes. So we don't charge extra money if the person wants to go from a taupe to a white or a white to a dark color. So the Benjamin Moore paint will cover and the color changes way better than other manufacturers. So it, and it won't sag or fail, and we don't get flashing. And also when it comes to that season change, when we start going to late fall, we don't get where, when we get that dew point in the morning or the evening where the temperatures will be 80, 70 during the day and drop to 45, we don't get that oily surfactant leaching on the surface that you'll get with other manufacturers. Because I think once they make the paint, that's, like I said, they're not changing the recipe. It's like, that's the recipe for that product. And like, even if they do change a product, you know, they actually, this is kind of interesting too at Benjamin Moore, because I've been doing this for 23 years and manufacturers change things. Things become better. They change things up. Benjamin Moore, like when they change a product, they'll have the research and development call me. They'll send me some buckets to try. They'll ask a homeowner, like, hey, you want a discount? We want to try. They don't just roll out a product and, oh, we're not making that more. We changed it. We're stuffing. They really think about the painter instead of this, like, oh, this is the marketing. This is what we're doing. They don't make big, fast changes. They really, you know, think it out before they do something, because they want to make sure their integrity and that they're not, they're going to improve something. They don't want to lose something in the process.
Justin, yeah. Talk about that. How do you guys work with contractors? I mean, that's an extraordinary level of customer service. It's not just buying paint. I mean, you're educating, you're doing a lot to help the market. So why don't you walk through like everything the contractor is getting their access to when they buy Benjamin Moore?
Yeah, no, I'd love to talk a little bit about that. So as you know, Brian has kind of mentioned, Benjamin Moore, you know, has been around since 1883, and we've, you know, since 1883 been known for quality, innovation, and, you know, to be, you know, the trusted brand by professional painting contractors. And a lot of the reason for that is the amount of time and effort that we put into developing our products. And, you know, Brian spoke a little bit about how we actually work directly with professional painting contractors throughout the process. But before it even gets into the hands of painters to try, you know, we could take years in formula development and internal testing to ensure that, you know, when we do get to the point of actually giving a sample to a painter like Brian, we already are very confident that we're putting a really good product in the hands of that painter. And, you know, Brian got to come out. He was lucky enough to come and visit our research and development facility not too long ago and see firsthand some of the different testing methods that we have, both in the lab and also real world, you know, exterior testing of our exterior products. And that's, you know, really, I'd say the key, the secret sauce is the years and years of internal testing, in addition to real world feedback from painters like Brian, to make sure that, you know, the products that we are developing, and once we put that out on the shelf for the general, you know, painting contractor population, it's, you know, being tried, you know, and true for a number of years, right? We're not putting something out that we are not confident and that we're not sure is going to really represent the Benjamin Moore brand to the high level of standards that we are known for by professional painting contractors.
What specific Benjamin Moore products are you using out on your exterior painting in Michigan?
So I'm a big Regal Select guy. That's probably about 80% of the paint I buy as a whole, as a company. And then we have some specialty stuff that we love from Benjamin Moore. Like we love their Command for doors. And then we do a lot of brick staining, and we love their Tough Crepe for brick staining. And then, you know, we're a unique company. So we do, half our company is like condominiums and apartments and shopping centers, and the other half is residential homes. So we do a lot of stuff that would be like high profile, where they can't have the paint fade, like they're painting something. They need it to look good and hold up, and it's CapEx work. So you want to like get that job again when it comes up in 10 or 12 years. And that's really nice when we use, you know, the Benjamin Moore product, because now that we've been using it since 2019, it had a great benefit in the beginning, but it's like every year it pays more and more and more dividends. Like it's kind of like, You know, if you put 10 grand in the S&P 500, it pays you a 10% return every year. It's kind of seeming to be like Benjamin Moore since we started buying just before COVID, that it's been paying, starting to pay a return year over year. Like there's a big impact at first, but, you know, I'm shocked how much it's grown, the impact of it year after year of helping our business grow. And I think there's another thing I wanted to add to that, that we haven't talked about with Benjamin Moore. And, it's, you know, it's probably one of the most important things is that Benjamin Moore has the dealer network. So all the painting contractor or the paint stores I buy from are locally owned dealers. You know, they live in my community. The kids go to school with my kids. You go out to dinner, you run into them with your wife and their wife. So it's like a community aspect, and not that the other manufacturers don't have people live or they're not great people, but when that dealer, that guy turns that key on the door, he's betting his life savings. That's his livelihood. He's on a lease for 20 years with cam rates and this and that. And he's going to work with his Benjamin Moore people, but with his staff, and they're, that's a marriage that Benjamin Moore has just besides working with me, with their dealer, that's the difference you really feel. Like, you know, you don't want to call somebody, say you're in a big job and it's Sunday morning and you're trying to get a house done for someone's graduation party and you ran out of paint. You can call that dealer and say, hey, I know your store's closed today. I'm in this pickle. He might go there, you know, because you're building a relationship. It's like a fan. They're going to find you a way, you know, to save the day. And that happens more times than I'd like to admit. So there's a whole other aspect to the partnership with me as the contractor and Benjamin Moore as the dealer. It's kind of like the secret sauce that holds it all together.
Yeah, Justin, tell us a little more about that network and how contractors can use it to their advantage.
Yeah, no, that's a great point that Brian brings up. The fact that we do sell exclusively through independent, locally owned retailers is a huge differentiator, and we feel it's a huge strength for Benjamin Moore. It's a real big part of our competitive advantage against, you know, some of the other manufacturers out there, because that level of service that you get as a painting contractor when you go into a Benjamin Moore locally owned retailer is typically just heads and shoulders above what you would get going into a big box or another paint, you know, manufacturer's corporately owned store. The people behind the counter, you know, from the owner down to the people that are working the register, have typically been there, you know, 5, 10, 20 years. If it's the owner, right, they've probably been doing this their whole life. And maybe, you know, they might have a father or grandfather that even opened the business, right? So when you go in and you have a question about what product is right for this job, or I'm having, you know, this issue with another paint brand, and do you guys have a product that would solve it? You're going to get really reliable advice. And that advice is, you know, really the lifeblood of your business, right? Because when you have a problem and you don't know how to solve it, you have pretty limited number of resources. And, you know, the Benjamin Moore locally owned retailers should be viewed as a great resource for you as a painter. If you do have a challenging application, or if you're in a pickle, you know, to Brian's point where you need some product in a tight time frame, they're always willing to try and find a way to make it happen. And that really is a big part of the Benjamin Moore difference when you look at Benjamin Moore versus other paint manufacturers.
Brian, you've been in the business a while. You're pretty well established, but what advice would you give to a new contractor who's just building their business in 2026?
You know, that's a really interesting question, because there's a lot of advice from a lot of painting contractors out there. And some people like follow my way, follow their way. I would really say is look at your numbers and look at where you're making your money and like what people are coming to you for and that you enjoy the most, and not try to be the master of everything. Don't try to be the epoxy floor guy, the industrial guy, the new guy that's painting the 10 story high rises. Like all the guys that I've seen success leaves clues. They find one thing and push them. Some guys are very high end, you know, residential guys. Some guys I met like at the Benjamin Moore thing when I went out there in March, they were doing like high end, you know, Amazon facilities and Microsoft facilities. Like, I think find your niche. Don't compare yourself to other people and rob yourself of the joy of what you have. I think, again, success leaves clues, and know your numbers and be a marketer first, but be happy with your niche, because there's guys that are doing $10 million and making no money. and for all the glitz and show, and then there's guys doing $500,000 and they're making $200,000 a year take home. So really figure out who you want to be and run your own race is the advice I would give to everyone in the industry, and enjoy what you're building for yourself and your family.
Justin, same question.
Yeah, so I would guess my recommendation would be when you're looking to find a paint manufacturer to go beyond just the price per gallon, right? We've talked a lot about how, you know, labor is a majority of your job costs, and making sure you're taking into account the quality of the product, how much it's going to cover, the spread rate of the product, right? Like, what is my total material cost going to be? Not just exclusively focusing on price per gallon, which I think a lot of contractors do get caught up in. There are so many different factors to your total material cost, and more importantly, what is the labor cost going to be for that job, and what are the hidden costs, right, that you're not maybe factoring in, like warranty callback issues, or, you know, the negative perception that you as a painting contractor will have if you use a, you know, low cost paint on a project and that customer is not really happy, right? Are they going to leave you a bad review possibly, or are they going to leave you a great review, right? So, you know, working with a reliable, high quality brand like Benjamin Moore, with products that you can trust, will have pay dividends to you as a new business owner. And your local Benjamin Moore retailer and your local Benjamin Moore sales rep are great resources with finding the right products that give you the right, you know, balance between value and the quality that you're going to give to your customers, right? And understanding that all those factors do play into your overall reputation as a company, right? So I guess my recommendation would be that if you haven't already, you know, reach out to your local Benjamin Moore retailer, look at your local Benjamin Moore sales rep, and ask them for their recommendation on, you know, what products are appropriate based on that niche that Brian talked about. We'll give that Benjamin Moore retailer a great guide as to which products are best for your specific needs.
And if someone's listening to this, is there like a website or an email they should know about?
Yeah, so I would recommend for everyone to go to BenjaminMoore.com, and on there is a retailer locator that you can look for. You can also sign up for a contractor account, and through your contractor account, you can also reach out to connect directly to your local Benjamin Moore sales representative.
Awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I learned so much from talking to you.
Yeah, I like to add one thing to what Justin just said also about, you know, the paint and Benjamin Moore is some advice to contractors. You know, it's interesting as painting contractors, like we get to add to the cost per gallon that we all get caught up on. It's like, it's the number one thing when we go to the PCA event is everyone wants to talk and the retailers hate it. And, you know, all the manufacturers, what are you paying per gallon in your market for this? What are you paying? We're all caught up on gallons, price per gallon. And it's kind of the silliest thing ever. Because people that are buying our services, you know, the average, if you talk to these guys, everyone's average ticket's like $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for residential repaints, as an example. And we're all worried about, oh, that paint's $10 again. These people are spending $5,000 or $6,000 to paint their house. They're fine paying an extra $150, $200 to use Benjamin Moore. Like, it's the so silliest thing that we all get caught up on. People don't care about your $200 more. Like, come on. And then us painters all want to act like you need to lower the price. You need to lower. No, the customer wants to see the 10 shades of white or the 10 shades, 20 shades of gray, you know? So just wanted to add that it's so silly that that's what we're always concerned about, because it really means nothing in the end of the whole scope of things.
That's great advice for us to keep in mind. Justin, thank you as well for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Kevin. It's been great.
Wonderful. And thank you all so much for listening. I hope to see you next time here on Paint Radio.